where we do focus on the work of area organizations advancing inclusion and equity in our community. This morning we welcome a couple of key folk in our backyard. Muskegon County Public Defender's Office, Mandy Mateer, the Chief Assistant Public Defender of the Family Division, and Alyssa Gunderson, Social Work Intern. And I turn it over to you, Steve Chappell, our WGVU Grants Manager, to share our good introductions even further. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Shelley, and thanks to our guest and to all of our listeners. We're very excited to be working in partnership with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation and a myriad of other organizations doing equity work. We're administering a multi-year grant with basically a single objective, and that is to make this community more equitable for all of the residents. 35% of this community are people of color, and we are actually training leaders of color to report on issues, tell stories from their perspective, representing their constituencies, so we have a more accurate portrayal honoring all the residents in our community. And I was at Grand Valley State University, that we are licensed to, at a volunteer intern fair, and ran into a very impressive young lady, Alyssa Gunderson, doing graduate work at Grand Valley, and she told me about this great program with the Muskegon County Public Defender's Office. And I'm just excited to have Mandy Mateer here and Alyssa, and actually someone that's not on air, but maybe we'll hear from him, and that's Chad Catalino. He's head of the Misdemeanor Division.
Is Chad going to be part of us as well?
Well, time permitting.
Okay, here we go. Let's move on because we want to make that happen. And Manda, let's bring you up to the microphone, Chief Assistant Public Defender of the Family Division. This is a big, important job for you. Talk about you and your role.
Well, you know, so to give a little background, there's not that many public defender's offices in the state of Michigan. There's only a handful. And the Muskegon County Commissioners had the foresight several years ago to recognize that they needed to change the public defense system in Muskegon County from what was a contracted attorney position. They contracted with private practice attorneys to create a county-funded office. So now we have 13 attorneys total in our office, run by our director, Fred Johnson. And we've been open, it'll be 5 years in January, we've only been open. So we are dedicated solely to representing indigent clients. We represent the majority of felony misdemeanor cases in Muskegon County, as well as all the juvenile delinquency, neglect abuse cases, which most people know as the CPS cases, where children end up in foster care, and we do probate matters. So we have 13 attorneys in our office dedicated to representing all of those clients in Muskegon County, and these are clients who cannot afford an attorney otherwise. What we've done in the past 5 years is we've also, to take our defense one step further, is we're not just a law office, we're a community resource. And that's where we've implemented social work interns like Alyssa, who do what we call holistic defense. It's a client-centered approach where we don't just treat the legal issues, we look at all the ancillary underlying issues that brought our clients to us into the court system, and we have our interns then assess what's going on with that individual client, and we try to help reduce the barriers that brought them to us to begin with. And I can let Alyssa talk a little bit more about that.
Great. And formally, yes, Alyssa Gunderson, thank you for being here and for studying social work as an intern. Would you please expand on this information, this purpose of a public defense office, this holistic defense model?
Yeah, so what we really try to do is work as a team in our office. And so the social work interns will work alongside an attorney to kind of handle the case from all aspects, such as these ancillary issues that they may be dealing with outside of their legal issues. And there was actually a case that I had just worked on with Chad this summer. And our client was charged with possession of methamphetamine, which is a very serious offense. And he was facing substantial jail time and probation. And through some assessment and some conversations, when it came down to a sentencing, we were able to advocate for some of the positive changes that our client had made in his life to address some of these outstanding psychosocial issues as it related to his substance use, and which in turn would hopefully help lessen his sentence to a more appropriate consequence. And so through this teamwork, and we were able to advocate that our client did a substance use assessment, which is a crucial first step, and in the substance use recovery process. And this assessment allows a clinician and a client to sit down with each other and to assess an appropriate level of care. And so through this, the client started intensive outpatient, and that was a really important step. I was able to educate Chad on what that meant to the client versus doing something long-term like an inpatient where you'd stay 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then Chad was able to take that one step further and advocate for that treatment plan to the court, which was really crucial.
Can you follow up on that, Amanda?
I think Alyssa is being very humble. This type of story is our client's story time and time again, whether it's substance abuse, mental health, housing, financial issues, anything you can think of associated with poverty, it all has this triple effect. And if we didn't have interns like Alyssa, our social work interns, doing these things, as we're busy, we're in court all day long, and we're prepping the files for the legal issues, we just don't have the time or the manpower to address these issues. And to get our client, I think everyone's outcome typically is to, you know, we want to make society better. So to just put this client that she talked about in jail was not the answer. The answer was to get him the treatment he needed in anticipation of him never coming back to the criminal justice system, because now he has a job and he can have take care of all the things that he needs to take care of while getting the substance abuse treatment. So our outlook is to reduce recidivism and not just have them incarcerated, but look at alternatives to incarceration, because there's usually some other reason why they came to us to begin with. And obviously we don't have funding for a full-time social worker on our staff, so that's where we worked with the Bronx Defenders about 3 years ago. They've been doing this holistic defense approach since 1997, and it has proven beneficial to them and their clients in Bronx, New York. So we were able to hook up with them, and they taught us what it was about, how to implement it, and our heart of the holistic defense was to get these interns. Grand Valley and Cornerstone have been wonderful, giving us interns for 3 years in a row now, and they are making a huge difference with our clients. And this is just one example of how we do that through our holistic defense approach and with the social work interns.
Alyssa Gunderson, social work intern rock star. There you are. Steve Chappell.
Amanda, I have a question about who a typical client and their loved ones, their extended family, their friends, what that looks like. Because what I'm hearing is clients that you represent face a myriad of barriers that someone with financial means that may be able to hire a firm or an attorney may not face. They might have dual incomes. They might have support structures. So paint a picture here of a client that is innocent until proven guilty, but facing all these barriers.
Well, I don't know if this is innocent until proven guilty. Take, for instance, you get a speeding ticket. You or I can go down. We might grumble a little, but we have the means to pay the ticket. If one of our clients gets this ticket, it may be choosing between paying that ticket or being able to feed their children or having gas money to get to work to pay the bill a couple weeks later. When they don't pay that ticket, they get a warrant. They get picked up on the warrant and go to jail. And then there's this whole triple effect of, if they go to jail, they don't obviously don't have the money to bond out because they didn't have the money to pay the ticket in the first place. It wasn't they didn't just want to not pay the ticket. They go to jail, they lose their job, they may lose their children because they don't have any alternative care for their children. They then may lose their housing, and just this effect that eventually when they do what in Miskine County is typically called a payer stay, say they owe $200 on a ticket, then they have to pay $200 or do 20 days in jail. When they get out 20 days later, their kids are in foster care, they've lost their housing, they've lost their job, there may be other issues going on, but we just see this triple effect. But if we can get people like Alyssa working with our clients ahead of the time, you know, to even say, call the court, make a payment plan, let them know you're working on it, or to lay out to the court all this, as I call triple effect, that all these other consequences that are going to get from this unpaid ticket, we can usually reason and lay that out for the court, but without our interns having that information and then relaying it to the attorneys, which is essential, we just don't know these issues. And so they're uncovering all these layers of societal issues for our clients so that we can argue that to the court and paint the big picture rather than they just didn't want to pay this parking ticket, because that's not usually the case.
Right, right. And fortunately, not speaking from experience, but knowing people that have been incarcerated or trying to navigate through the legal justice system, very, very traumatic, even under the best of circumstances. So what I'm hearing is this holistic approach really helps people navigate a rather complex series of steps to try to maintain what they have while they're facing potential jail time. Is that the intent of the holistic system? And by the way, are there just a few around the country that do this?
Yes. When we started working with the Bronx Defenders in 2015, I believe there were only 21 public defender offices throughout the country at that time. And at that time, they actually had a grant from the Department of Justice to help any public defender office in the country implement this holistic approach. And we have since then taken it and ran with it. I'm sorry, I can't remember the second part of your question.
Yeah, put the microphone back on there. This is live at our prize.
Well, the holistic approach, from what I've heard and what I've read, it really provides a holistic service, in that it can be very traumatic for an individual and their family or loved ones going through trying to navigate. So someone like Alyssa, from a social work perspective, and the holistic team approach helps people make sense more, navigate and deal with it in a more palatable, holistic way.
Yes, absolutely. In one sense, our clients don't have the foresight to think on how these actions lead to bigger consequences. But what we've even found between the attorneys and the interns is that while it's easy to say, oh, go to this community resource or call this person, it's not that easy. Our interns sometimes have to call and be relentless to get services for these people. There's a lot of great resources out there, but our clients who aren't quite savvy and familiar with the resources don't necessarily know how to navigate the system, and that's where our interns come in.
Alyssa Gunderson, your final word, social work intern, on behalf of this great opportunity?
Yeah, I mean, this teamwork that we have is so essential to our clients. We really need to collaborate to make not only their legal issues minimized, but also to take care of some of the other things that they might be struggling with. And I always encourage clients that although your case may be closed at our office, our doors are never closed. And I want that to really be essential.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Again, talking to the Chief Assistant Public Defender of the Family Division, Amanda Matier, and Alyssa Gunderson, social work intern. Our time is up. Steve Chappell.
We thank our listeners for tuning in. If you've missed any part of this, a little bit later today, go to the WGVU Radio news page under Mutually Inclusive. You can hear the rest of this interview and all the others in the series.
Great. Thanks.